You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
This week on the Famicom Dojo Podcast, we are live at DaishoCon 2014.
Yeah! Yeah. I'm adequately excited.
And Vic's here too. Yay. Listeners of the show can't see, but I am wearing something lacy. Come on. Woo! All right.
Vic can't see either. I don't know how many people.
We have Future Retro, Pile of Shame, and your questions. Yeah. That's all I got really since we haven't recorded the show yet, so.
How many people are there? All I can see is you.
I'm so sorry.
It's coming.
You ready?
Oh God! Thank you for these video games.
Hey, how's it going, Vink?
I really hope it didn't take 25 minutes to set up that guitar thing.
Listen. They can't see the guitar thing.
Okay. Well,
they can. I just went to my first Packers game last Sunday.
Wow.
It was exciting. They ate the Eagles alive, almost literally. It was really awesome. But to get ready.
Well, they're from Wisconsin. We'll eat almost anything.
Yes, for those who don't know, Vink and I are from Wisconsin. So this is kind of a religion. Visiting Lambeau Field is the kind of thing that every true Wisconsinite hopes to do one day. And if you don't, they're not a true Wisconsinite.
Go, popular sports team!
But so you know, when I go to church, I know the Bears fans in front. His name's Trey. LearnandTie.com. you know, you have to dress properly for church. And so I had to pick out just the right vestments. And when I got to Lambeau Field, I noticed that people just had much older and, in a lot of cases, much nicer jerseys, like the lettering stitched on. You can't see this, but it's all ironed on, Nike, whatever. And I started to feel really, really bad about my choice, even though it was hella expensive. But that's what you get for shopping at Kohl's, I guess. But, you know, it got me thinking, Vink, what do you do when you don't really have a lot of knowledge about a subject and you just kind of go out into the market and buy something because it's the first thing that you want? What if you were more knowledgeable? Like, how would that affect your purchasing habits, for instance? I swear it's related to video games, you guys.
Well, I've never been knowledgeable, but I mean, if I had been, I would say that would that type of thing happens all the time, especially in video games.
Sure. I mean, I'm thinking of a few examples right now. Like, you know, the new 3DS is coming out. Maybe.
Yes, I do.
Someday. I don't know if anyone's heard this, but Nintendo finally explained why it's not going to come out in North America yet, because they released it in Japan just this year, because the market was flattening out there. That was their explanation. There's still more growth for the regular 3DS. But how many people, and show of hands, please, are not going to get a 3DS XL or any other kind because they're waiting for this new 3DS to come out? All right, all 2.5 of you. But... If you already have a 3DS, who wants to get a new 3DS? What if you want to use these things? You can't now.
It's going to have freaking Xenoblade. Everybody needs this to play Xenoblade. Right. Unless you've already played Xenoblade, then you don't need this.
that's true. Shout out to Operation Rainfall, by the way, for making that first thing happen.
Yep.
But so here I am, like, you know, wondering what to do with my 3DS, and I had a Zelda 3DS XL.
This one?
Yeah, that one right there that no one else can see.
Why can't they see me? Why can't they see it?
This is really man. I can see you, and I appreciate it.
I can't. Are there more than three people in the audience?
There are. Hold on. I'll turn this around with all the freaking cables. This is a good idea.
Oh no! Oh my God! There's people in this room. Hey!
So many people.
So, oh, now I feel bad about wearing this hat. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, there's a Famicom Dojo DVD in the background. By the way, this show is sponsored by Famicom Dojo. This series, and we have DVDs for sale if you're interested after the show.
What a deal!
What a deal! They're $10.
What a deal!
What a deal. We also take cards.
What a deal?
Hold on. But wait, there's exactly the same amount as previously.
Yes, that's true. So I mean, there's a name for this phenomenon, isn't there?
Yes, 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 there is. And this is the Osborne effect. Not
like,
to be confused
like the Green Goblin?
The Ozzy Osborne effect.
Oh, no. See, I was thinking of, like, you know, James Franco. No one. That was terrible. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey, there we go. Okay. Yeah. Took me a moment.
Yeah. I'm more of a Willem Dafoe
anyway,
fan, but...
So everybody knows about Osborne Computer Company, right?
Run obviously.
By Adam Osborne. Yeah.
Right? Woo, Osborne! No.
You know...
Vink, what is Osborne?
Osborne was a computer company. They had this the Osborne Model 1 in like 2001, and it was doing okay. It was pretty successful. It was one of those all-in-one machines that had like a little 5-inch monitor like built into it, kind of like the K-Pro computers and stuff. Who here can remember 1981?
Well, I was alive then technically, but I don't remember a lot about it. Thanks, Rob. 10 minutes about your favorite movie.
Is Rob here?
Rob's here.
Rob, you made me watch Hudson Hawk.
Rob was on a previous episode of the podcast. 10 minutes about your favorite video game. We're real clever with the titles here, folks.
Yes.
Okay. So what did Osborne do to get this effect named after them?
Well, I mean. What happened was the sales were, you know, they had their Osborne 1. It was selling pretty good. And while they were still selling it, they started talking about the next models that were going to come out, which would be the Executive 1 and the, I don't know, there were a few different models. And they were previewing these, but they weren't even done yet. There was no physical product. They were just talking about it. And what happened was the retailers went, oh, that's coming soon. We're not going to buy this anymore. We're going to stop stocking it. We'll wait for the new model to come out. And it sunk the company.
Oh. Well.
Kind of like our Famicom Dojo Season 2.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here trying to hawk these wares, right? But people know that if they've been listening.
Listen.
You've ruined our entire winter dojo promo.
I'll tell you, I don't think we have to worry about the Osborne effect here because Osborne promised a far superior product at the same price, and I'm here to tell you right now, Season 2 isn't going to be that good, so buy Series 1.
I mean, it is in HD, though, or it will be. That's the hope. That's what we're trying to achieve here. But if we don't get there, you know, Kickstarter. I see what you're saying. I'm trying to think of other examples. For instance, I just bought Dragon Age for my new PS4. I did buy
Ooh.
One for listeners
Big
of the show.
Mad
I did
PS4.
Just the last episode we discussed this. I did finally buy it. I have Dragon Age. I could have gotten it for my 360, but you know, PS4. I also have a problem deciding which version of Assassin's Creed to get. But I hear they can't
animate.
None of them. the last one I played was for 360, and it's mostly for the multiplayer. I probably should have mentioned this before too. I bought Assassin's Creed 3 for the Wii U, and there was no multiplayer. There was no one on the servers to play with, so I just didn't play the game. So I mean, should I jump in for like 4 or one of these other games? Well, there was multiplayer, but no one was playing it. Okay, fair enough. But I mean, there. I'm trying to get you to say the thing, Kevin.
Oh, the thing. let's see. There was a couple things. Are you talking about? How about HD remasters?
I'm talking about Rogues.
Oh, Rogues. Well, I mean, Assassin's Creed just came out.
Yeah, 4, right?
Yes.
No, wait.
4.
What's the new one?
Four?
Unity just came out.
Year.
That's right.
Yes,
Unity,
yes,
Unity
and
just,
the other
just
one.
Came out and they can't animate women, so we all know this is too expensive.
Yes.
Even
and the
most
other
famous
one, the
French
other
revolutionary
one.
Was a woman.
No. The other Assassin's Creed.
Assassin. What do you mean?
The The last gen Assassin's Creed. Rouge. Rouge would be good.
I don't know. When did that come out?
After the new. I thought they were pretty much at the same time.
A month apart. Phil Bonds. Who is going to buy this? It only came out on last gen.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to buy it.
By all accounts, it's a much better game.
There is that.
Higher scores, no frame rate drops. Well, more than you normally get from an Assassin's Creed.
Female animations,
game.
Do we know?
I don't know.
No idea.
They're hard.
Yes. So, I mean, maybe that blows my theory out of the water. No black flag, pun intended. But I think, you know, people, what are the sales numbers going to look like for this? Is this, what are these companies thinking? I mean, I just saw an article saying that Ubisoft is the new EA. I feel like it's true.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know. They're newer to it. They're a newer evil empire, and it takes them a little while to get going.
Fair enough.
I don't think they're, But anyway, so I'm having this kind of same problem with Smash Brothers.
Oh yeah, should we talk about our piles of shame in Future Retro then?
Sure. Let's move right into that.
All right, pile of shame.
Pile of shame. Super Smash Brothers for the 3DS is my shameful title of this month or week.
How did I know you're going to say that?
Because you told me to.
So why is Smash Brothers on your pile of shame? As if I didn't know.
Well, I mean the game itself is probably great. Does anyone play it out there? People
Woo!
Playing Smash Brothers on the 3DS.
Oh,
slightly less. Put that away.
Some people are looking up from their Smash Brothers game right now going, you talking to me?
That's right.
So, but I think it's probably a very good game. Looks fun. I've got it, but the Osborne effect is in full bloom right here. I'm waiting for the Wii U version. I don't know. That's how I've
always
played.
Well, it came out on Friday, didn't it?
I live in Japan.
Ah.
And well, you were supposed to send me one.
Well, it was just yesterday, but I did buy it. And I got a few things. So maybe this will help cement the point here. I got the nice special deluxe version, which sold out everywhere as far as I know. And it's got these lovely, swanky peripherals. It's got an actual GameCube controller. Oh, it's so nice. I love it. A few days, you say. Well, there's this four-port adapter, which I think I used a TurboTap for that one video I did. We'll link that in the show notes. But it looks about the same. I already put my GameCube controllers in here. The WaveBirds fits perfectly. It's exact same spacing as a GameCube. Very nice. I got an Amiibo. Make sure that Kevin can see this. Yeah. That's Samus for those of you who aren't able to watch it at home. I already trained her up a little bit. $13 a piece, unless I guess, what is it, like 3 for $30 at Toys R Us if you can get near one? Right? What are you holding up?
Well, I have a white GameCube controller attached to the Hanshin Tigers 2003 limited edition GameCube, and I don't have an Amiibo, but I've got Segata Sanshiro.
I wish anyone else at all could see this. All right. Trey's gonna come.
I am not wearing pants. Then. All right.
That's a meat sandwich.
Oh my. So, I got two more things though because I was professionally curious.
Okay.
I'm professionally curious.
Okay.
First, I got the controllers they were selling. The Wii Controller Pro controllers. This is a Princess Peach one. It's pink. It's swanky. It's nice.
Your
shoulder buttons are terrible.
They sound terrible.
So this is actually not made by Hori, but by a company called PDP.
Looks more like it's made by Hasbro.
Right, yeah, it feels like it. No, these buttons and these sticks are definitely off of a Classic Controller Pro. Hasbro might get bought out by a weird company. Who was it? Normally, I edit the stuff out of the show, but everyone gets to watch me do it now.
This is
exciting. Yes. Yes, they are bought up by some company. I'll have to look that up. Yeah, they're awful now. So I did try this, and there's no turbo buttons unlike the other one, which I couldn't get online because they're sold out on Amazon and about 2 or 3 days away from a restock, I have been told. And they're about $50 used, probably going up right now until the restock. But I did find one here. I got a Luigi one for Hori there. It's really nice. It feels about like a GameCube pad. The plastic's still not as nice, but the shoulder buttons are silky. Love it. But they're both about $30 normally, and they will work with... I should probably... Can you see me, Kevin? There we go.
Yes, much I can better. See you.
And they are Wii controllers, so you can use them with your Wii. You can use them with any other games in the Wii U that support that control style. Fun fact, you can't use these for Player 1 on Mario Kart 8 unless you hit A from the start screen. So back all the way out. And if you think your controls aren't working, that's the reason why. But yeah, so this does have turbo like any good Hori pad should. Apparently it's times 5, 10, and 20. There's a little switch for that. So yeah, you can't use any of this stuff with your 3DS. Although Phil Bond did tell me earlier that there may be an NFC reader attachment.
Yes, that's coming, but no prototype has even been shown.
Okay. So we'll see. Are people going to buy this attachment, or are they going to go with the new 3DS? I'm going to go with the latter. Show of hands for new 3DS. Show of hands for adapter.
4K no less goes.
Why not Zoidberg?
So what's on your pile of shame?
I mentioned Dragon Age earlier, right?
Yeah.
I was playing through Dragon Age 2 a little bit, and I just sort of stopped. And the reason for that is largely, due to the time before the release and getting things ready, like the technical setup for this podcast. I just stopped because of this thing called Dragon Age Keep. What's Dragon Age
Keep?
Okay,
sounds
good. Where's the witty banter, Vink?
I don't know. I don't know. I keep getting pod blocked by Caleb and Trey.
I've been quiet for a while.
Okay.
It's rumored.
It was me!
Oh, yeah, DreamWorks is looking to buy Hasbro.
It's actually Hasbro looking to buy DreamWorks.
Yeah, the other way.
Other way around?
Yeah.
That's not what I heard. That's interesting.
You were told things by liars.
My little Shrek. Okay.
I suppose. Well, okay, so that's going to happen because what I heard was DreamWorks wanted their, to integrate with the toy lines and stuff. And
Dragon Age Keep!
Sorry. Dragon Age Keep is a method for getting your Dragon Age data from your previous generation stuff or to the same generation if you bought Inquisition for that system or for like PS4 or Xbox One. I went through the whole process. It doesn't import your save data. It just imports what your character looks like and their basic achievement stuff. And then you make decisions in the Keep. Every decision point for every piece of software released, even if you don't actually own it. So The Awakening DLC, Witch Hunt, Dragon Age 2, and whatever the name for the Felicia Day Talis add-on. That one, too. So you can choose all that stuff. And I actually went back and made different decisions in a couple of key points. I couldn't get Alistair to, not run off and cry like a little baby when I kept Loghain alive and everything like that. So I made those kinds of choices in the Keep instead. I'm like, why am I playing this game when I can just play the new one? Because it's going to take me 120 hours, which at the rate I took me to beat Metroid Prime 2 at about 10 hours per month is going to be about a year from now. So I look forward to talking about this in my pile of shame in about a month.
Okay.
let's get a little more upbeat. How about our future retro?
Future retro. You go first because I can't remember.
Fortunately for you, I took extensive notes beforehand.
Woohoo!
Man, you know what? I'm just gonna run it. Even though you can't see it, you can hear it. So I'm just gonna run it. All right. I have been playing PT. I'm gonna skip this ahead a little bit here. Oh, man, I wish you could see this. I worked so hard on it. So, yeah. For those of you who don't know, PT was a demo released on the PlayStation Network store, and I downloaded it on my PS4 because it's the only way to play it. I was very excited for this. One of the few things I could do because there weren't any games I wanted to buy yet until Inquisition came out. Although I did get Injustice again for $20 because I'm a glutton for punishment. But I played through this game because I watched the Game Grumps go through it in hilarious fashion, but I wanted to play it for myself. And as you recall, I think from the Halloween episode, I said that scary games don't really scare me. Oh my God. I got to these points in the game where I literally got full body chills. It was, ooh, that creak. Oh, I hate that creak. So you're walking in this endless L-shaped hallway. The clock never moves. It always stays at 11:59 p.m. or 23:59. It sometimes goes to midnight, but that's later. Spoilers. And so as you go through these loops, different things happen. There's a bathroom. It's closed at first, and then after a little while... didn't make it there yet.
It's not closed?
After... Hold on. There we go. After a little while... Oh, yeah. Oh, God. And there's cockroaches everywhere. Oh, my God. So...
Ambient music.
There was a radio playing earlier, so eventually you go into this bathroom, and there's this... Don't look in the sink.
Don't worry, I won't. Can't see anything.
That crying you heard earlier. If you look into that room, a ghostly figure just shuts it. That was the first time. Later on, you start hearing crying in the hallways. You get a flashlight. It's getting super scary. Oh, this is a talking lunch bag.
What do you really mean?
What? A talking lunch bag.
The gap in the door.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Does it have talking Lunchables in it?
There's a crying baby, which, you know, just hurts me on so many levels. And swinging red light. It's scary. It's just, it keeps going through this and through this and through this. And the final loop is just terrifying because there's these hauntings happening like every like 2 minutes or so. And it's like you're trying to figure it out. And if you like move when like the haunting's happening, then like she might come out and jump you and break your neck. It's just like, jeez, I can't handle this freaking game. And I'm sorry. It's really good. It's really good. And by the end, spoilers, everyone, they tease, finally, Silent Hills. PT apparently stands for Playable Trailer. But I like this so much because it's such the self-contained thing. I've never played a Silent Hill game before. I mean, I know Syndra has. She's talked about it on the show before, but I've never played one before. And if it's anything like this, I am going to buy it. But here's why I picked this as my future retro. This was a very complete... good short experience. Like, I could probably beat it in half an hour at this point. But it's something I want to share. I wish it wasn't just on PS4. Everyone should have a chance to play it, or at least watch someone play it. But like, doing it yourself, just. So what's your future retro?
Kirby.
What? What happened to Fire Emblem?
All right. Okay.
You can choose. I thought Fire Emblem was good because that would be another thing off the pile of shame.
It is another thing off the pile of shame. But your thing sounded so scary. I just wanted to go back because Kirby is pink, and there's no talking lunch bags, or you don't have to look at sinks. I don't know. I couldn't see what you were showing.
Oh my God.
Oh,
they're supposed to be able to.
We're all in the same boat.
Why are we in boats? Is this Assassin's Creed?
If you,
oh dear lord.
All right. Yes, Fire Emblem. I'm playing Fire Emblem Radiant Dawn right now. That is the one on GameCube, and it's great. Because did Sean just leave? Okay. I've been meaning to play Fire Emblems for a long time. Hey,
how's it going?
Hey,
Hey. Sean's screwing with the projector.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean's screwing with the projector. Okay, tie. That's good. Hey, which one of you is the tie?
Me.
Okay, there we go. But I've had all kinds of Fire Emblem games over the years. There's the first one, which you can, yeah, nobody can
we
see
can
anything.
See it.
What am I?
Well,
oh, you
it.
Can.
Let's see it again.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I can see it. Oh,
there you
amazing.
Go. Yeah. No. Play it up.
How many characters from that game are in Smash Brothers?
From the first game,
no,
probably
right
none.
Oh.
I think. But like the GameCube game that I'm playing right now, it's Ike. That's Ike's story. So
yeah, there you go.
So, am I on screen?
No.
Oh.
No, there's a menu on the screen.
Oh, okay. I can work with that.
It's a time menu.
So yeah, Fire Emblem. Let's take questions from the audience.
I'm looking for my other mic. That's why I'm running around like a maniac right now because I knew that was coming.
Oh, okay.
So. If I had been thinking through this a little bit more,
I would have
chosen a different career path. Probably.
All right. Here I am with the microphone. Does anyone want to come up and ask questions about the show? Questions about anything we've talked about. And if you have a Fire Emblem?
Oh, okay. So Fire Emblem on the GameCube, it's really good. I kind of avoided this series for a long time because of the fear of permanent death. Not for me, per se, but of the characters in the game. There are no life-restoring potions, so as you play a Fire Emblem game, the decisions you make are really important. I think the later games, like the DS ones, have turned that off a bit. But that was one thing that the series was famous for. It's challenge and the fact that if a character dies, they just die. And that doesn't necessarily mean you lose the game because depending on which characters die, other story elements open up and things like that. So it's worth going through again to letting some characters perish. But I just can't do it. So if I lose a character in the battle, I just restart. So it's going to be a long time before I beat that one.
But you're enjoying it. I mean, the recommendations you got were good.
It is fantastic. And I hear that the Wii one leads directly from this one, and I can even transfer characters over.
Ooh.
So I'm very excited for that.
Last chance to ask any questions. Anyone? All right.
Come up.
Why haven't you started doing video production on the show?
Well, that's a great question, which leads me into my next thing. We have a whole slate of videos we are going to be doing starting after the new year. They are about 80% done overall. We're going to do them all at once in a huge season. I hate using that word of episodes. Oh, hi, Sarah. Or is it Anna? I can't tell.
That's Anna.
Hi, Anna. I haven't. Oh my goodness, you look so much like your sister.
Yeah. I wish that.
So
you gotta send me a mic so I could drop it. Okay. Anyway,
you can't see it, unfortunately, but I'm going to play a clip from the beginning of an episode that we're going to be releasing, which has Vink in it.
Hey!
Because he has a new camera and it works. Here we go.
Hey!
We can hear it.
Oh no, I know what this is.
Sean! You have to come back with me!
Where?
Back!
To the parking lot. I think I forgot my keys. It's really cold out there.
Do you want to borrow my scarf?
My keys, Sean! Something's got to be done about my keys!
That one's about Back to the Future's Parts 2 and 3. As a Denshi mail about a question that we had back in episode 2 of this podcast. Does Back to the Future Part 3 even exist on the NES cartridge? And the answer is yes, and there is a password. So, spoilers, you can look that up on the internet, but I think our presentation is much more hilarious. if that is any indication. And there's also a whole episode that I wanted to show you, which we would have had time for, but we don't now. I'll just preview that really quick too in audio format. Oh, this is great. I mean, you know, you guys are getting the like authentic podcast experience right now. Actually.
Yep.
Everybody wants to shoot that damn dog in Duck Hunt. But did you know... No, you can't shoot it. But did you know that if you're not being tired of laughed at by a semi-anthropomorphic canine, there's a way your friends can make it happen to you? On purpose? It's not really a selling point, is it? Here's what you'll need. Oh, well, the gun only works on CRTs. Aha!
Sight gag. Can't see it. I'm sure it's hilarious, though.
Weird.
So they can't see this either?
I'm confused. Nope. TV again?
So I'm at Phil Bond's apartment now, and that's where we're going to leave it. Suspense. Wait until next year, guys. So, all right. Thanks, everyone, for coming to the Famicom Dojo podcast. This was a lot of fun.
We got 3 minutes. More questions.
No, we got to leave because people...
No, you get more time.
We get more time?
Yeah, because you missed, like, after panel, because of technical issues, you guys can have, like, another kind of...
What about the people after us?
We're in front of them.
Sweet. Yay. All right, who has questions?
Give me questions.
No one has questions. Okay, come up here.
Rob, in 30 seconds or less, tell us your question.
Are you mad that I called you a racist?
No, but I am.
A racist?
How many systems have you owned?
Identify yourself as well.
Kevin, it's me, Eric.
The internet doesn't know that.
He knows.
But the listeners at home don't know that.
That's the point.
All right, blank wall. Thank you for your question. Okay. How many systems do I own?
Have you owned?
It'd probably be easier to count the ones I haven't.
You guys can't see this right now, but he's like in his game room. It would have been amazing to see.
I have a wall of game systems behind me. Let's see. What have I not owned? What?
Do you own a Pippin?
I don't own a Pippin, but I will have one probably by the end of the month.
That's the navigator disc.
Oh, you're kidding me. Do you still have?
Do you have a Pladia?
Of course, I have a Pladia.
Okay. How about a Hyperscan?
We kind of broke that one in that episode.
Do you have a CDI?
A CDI? Yeah, I've got a CDI. I think I got it from you, actually.
No, I have. It was CDI.
It was in the basement of one of those houses, and I just put it in my bag.
We both got our CDI from Kurt.
Yeah, that's it.
He had four of them.
Yep. I bought Zelda for that. Wow, that was a mistake.
Awesome.
I don't have now, but I have had a Laser Active. I've had a, what is it, the Epoch Super Cassette Vision. I don't know. Pretty much everything. I don't have a Xbox One or a PlayStation 4, and that's all I can think of right now.
Any other questions? Phil Bond's coming up to the stand.
Oh, yes. I know that guy.
Make sure you see. How many Game & Watch games do you have?
Three.
Me too. I brought them.
Hooray!
I posted a photo of one on Twitter, and it exploded his mailbox, apparently.
Which ones you have?
I have Donkey Kong, Oil Panic, and, gosh, what was the other one? One of the Foldy ones.
Can someone come get this walkie-talkie in the front of the room?
What was the third one? There's a loud thing here.
Gosh, what was it? It's in a box somewhere. We used the Donkey Kong one representing the Famicom's father in an older episode.
Oh, delightful.
Delightful.
Yes.
I'm satisfied.
All right.
I recommend Mario Brothers.
Yes, I should get that one.
The factory one.
Is that a Duck Hunt t-shirt?
It is. Urban Outfitters.
Nice.
All right. Any more questions? How much time do we have left anyway? All right,
Trey.
We have
10 minutes left. John, what's your favorite movie?
So, that was funny.
So, my name is Trey. I don't know if you've ever met me, Vink. And here's my question. When is Famicom Dojo going to be brave enough to tackle the 3DO?
Well, why don't you just do a second season of 3DO to go?
Yeah.
Well, it used to be sponsored by this website.
I might have heard of it.
This website that maybe doesn't exist anymore. So I don't have anyone to send me free games anymore.
I will sponsor you.
If you send me games, I will play them on YouTube.
Wait, that's how this works?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you are getting 3DO games. Let's see. What do I got?
This is so awesome. The room is filling up right now, but I know it's not for us.
Pretend it is.
I'll pretend it is. All right. Are there any
other? I'm going to send you so many horse racing games.
I don't speak Japanese. I don't read. Paddock Note 95 is the worst thing you ever sent to me. Paddock
yep,
Note 95 is a curse amongst all mankind. Paddock Note 95. Kills babies.
That's not true. Only Paddock Note 96 kills babies. It's a bug.
I'm going to send you so many golf games.
What?
I'll play the golf games.
The golf games? All right, Chris, I'll play them.
All right. Okay.
Your tie is a little edgy. So, all right. People are waiting for some other thing to start now. I feel like we should probably wrap it up. So thanks, everyone, for coming to our first very authentic live recording of the Famicom Dojo podcast. Yay! All right. So this is my last show for the year, but Vink has some other stuff coming to fill the rest of the month and a half of the year.
Can I give them an exclusive sneak peek?
Yeah.
I interviewed my wife.
Again?
Again?
Well,
she did the whole
show.
If
you liked that first one, it's yay, more of that.
Yay, Vink gets emasculated.
All right.
Hey, that's the subtitle.
All right. So thanks, everyone, for a wonderful, wonderful year. Thanks to littlepodcast.com for taking us on after our 100th episode. It's been real, guys.
Wait, they can't see me, right? They can't see me.
They can't see you. Should I turn
it
around again?
That's great. Hold on. I got a special guest star.
I'm afraid.
Is it your pants?
No, don't show me. The guest star only works if you don't show me.
All right, then.
Just
so
a minute.
I guess he's
coming in right now. Just a minute.
Is it duty?
What are you guys doing there?
Hi, Grandpappy.
No, never mind. I can't.
Santa's not real.
We really should have the consoles come on the show sometime. Oh, they can't talk. Anyway. All right, so I guess thanks, guys, again for a great year. And until next time, the dojo is...
Continuing this podcast in the lobby?
Sure. All right.
Famicom Dojo.
If you enjoyed this episode, please visit our show notes at FamicomDojo.tv and leave a comment. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or our RSS feed. Rate and leave a comment on our free iTunes storefront or call us at 608-492-1923 to share your thoughts. Follow Famicom Dojo on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to train your game. And visit littlepodcast.com to sponsor an episode, sign up for a free Audible trial, or listen to any of the other great shows on Little Podcast Network.
And zoo!
I'm not a llama!
Thanks for hearing me, guys. Bye, Vink.
Zoom. On Zoom, right? We're on Zoom?
We're on Zoom. No, we're not on Zoom.
Okay.